Computer Art and Deep Dream, 2015. According to essayist Jonathan Swift, 1667 through 1745, vision is the art of seeing things invisible. This idea of seeing new patterns at the edges of art, science, and mathematics certainly applies to many categories of art produced with the aid of computers, algorithms, neural networks, and other forms of AI. Early explorations of computer art include the work of Desmond Paul Henry, 1921 through 2004, and his bombsight analog computer-based drawing machines, starting around 1961. American engineer A. Michael Knoll, born 1939, became famous in 1962 for exploring random and algorithmic processes to produce visual art. And British-born artist Harold Cohn, 1928 through 2016, created ARIN, an AI computer drawing program that could autonomously produce art in 1968. A more recent example of computer art includes the collaboration of many users with Deep Dream, a 2015 computer vision program created by Google engineer Alexander Mordantsev and colleagues. The approach makes use of an artificial neural network, ANN, that can seek and enhance patterns in images with startling results. To better understand Deep Dream, consider that neural nets may be trained to classify and recognize features in an input image, for example, chipmunks or stop signs, based on numerous training images. By running the neural network in reverse, Deep Dream looks for patterns in images and amplifies them in a manner somewhat reminiscent of when we gaze up at the clouds and begin to see animal-like shapes. For artificial neural nets, each layer progressively extracts higher-level features. For example, the first layer might be sensitive to corners and edges, while layers closer to the output neurons may be examining complex features. Not only are the resulting pictures fascinating to study and brimming with detail, but they can provide a sense of the level of abstraction on which a particular ANN layer is working. The resemblance of Deep Dream artwork to hallucinations experienced by users of certain mind-altering drugs suggests that Deep Dream might help researchers better understand how artificial neural networks relate to actual neural networks in the brain's visual cortex. Furthermore, the program could help illuminate how the brain attempts to find pattern and meaning. See also Computational Creativity, 1821, Artificial Neural Networks, 1943, Deep Learning, 1965, Cybernetic Serendipity, 1968.